Hi, I'm John Weber, and I'm excited to be hosting this special edition of Piano Jazz. In the autumn of 2009, we all got together at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center to celebrate Piano Jazz's 30th anniversary with more than cake and ice cream. We had a shindig back in the spring, and not all the folks who wanted to play or pay their tribute could fit in the room. So Jazz at Lincoln Center decided to bring Piano Jazz back for an encore. I was happy to be part of that troupe of musicians, tipping their hat to the fantastic show that Mary McPartland has created. No one knew 30 years ago, least of all the host herself, what a tremendous success Piano Jazz would turn out to be. Marian McPartland has made many friends along the way, and to launch this evening's musical voyage, let's start with a classic Harold Arlen Ted Kohler standard from 1930, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, with an all-star band, Gary Mazzarappi on bass, Glenn Davis on drums, Marian McPartland at the piano, and clarinetist and longtime friend Ken Poplawski. Thank you. That was Ken Poplawski on clarinet, Gary Mazzarapi on bass, Glenn Davis drums, last but not least, the incomparable Marion McPartland, the host of Piano Jazz, at the piano, performing Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola Jazz at Lincoln Center. It's hard to believe, but when Marion first began hosting Piano Jazz, she had already quite a career as a club pianist and recording artist. She is not only a world-class musician and conversationalist, able to bring out the best from even the most reserved of guests, she's also a composer, having collaborated with world-class lyricists like Peggy Lee. Tonight she's showing off not only her composing chops, but her piano chops by accompanying singer Karen Allison on Twilight World, a composition written by Marion with words by the venerable Johnny Mercer.
Twilight world over China Sea, come sing a melody of ages ago. In a twilight world, watching the sampans the frosty glass as lanterns burn low. Life is a changing panorama, and love is a dancing butterfly. To Spain or Cathay, I don't want to miss that will-o'-the-wisp passing by. Life is holding out a twilight world. Don't let it slip away. Come drink it while we may, and let it be. Let's have a twilight world before the night sets is a changing panorama, and love is a dancing butterfly. Catch them both while we may. Come to Spain or Cathay, I don't want to miss that will-o'-the-wisp passing by. Life is holding out a twilight world. Don't let it slip away. Come drink it while we may, and let it begin. Let's have our twilight world before the night sets in. Before the night sets in.
That was Karen Allison singing Twilight World, accompanied by the composer herself, Marion McPartland, with Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums. What a great jazz title, Twilight World. It really captures the jazz mystique, signaling the bookends of the jazz work shift, sundown to sunrise. What a coup to have Johnny Mercer write lyrics for you. I can't imagine what that would be like. I am just in awe being able to be part of this celebration and sharing the stage with all these great musicians that we're hearing today. And I really wanted to bring something special to the party. So I tried to think of a tune that would be a fitting tribute to Marion. One that came to mind is a Jimmy McPartland number, Marion's husband undoubtedly played, a 1936 Harlem Stride song written by Rube Bloom and Ted Kohler, Truckin'. I hope she likes it. That was my solo take on Truckin', and as you may surmise, it has nothing to do with the Grateful Dead's eponymous tune. What a privilege to perform on this wonderful date. And there's more coming up on our wonderful celebration from Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz. Let's continue our appreciation of Marion's husband, Jimmy McPartland. Jimmy was an extremely influential cornetist from Chicago's West Side. In 1922, Jimmy and a half dozen other Austin high school students started hanging out at an ice cream parlor, the Spoon and Straw. Jimmy's gang in those days included saxophonist Bud Freeman, guitarist Eddie Condon, drummer Gene Krupa, and none other than the future king of swing, Benny Goodman. What a crew. Jimmy went on to join the Bix Beiderbecke group, the Wolverines. And ultimately, Jimmy led the band after Bix. Here's Marion McPartland at the piano, with Gary Mazzarappi on bass, Glenn Davis on drums, Ken Poplawski on clarinet, and Nicholas Payton on trumpet, remembering the man she loved, playing Royal Garden Blues. Thank you. That was Royal Garden Blues, a great traditional jazz tune, and a favorite of Mary McPartland's husband, the late, great Jimmy McPartland. One of the amazing things about Marion is that she not only holds her own with the glitterati of jazz, but she always has her ear to the ground for new and undiscovered musicians as well. Her generous spirit has always been eager to highlight up-and-coming players, knowing what a struggle it can be, and gives them the opportunity to bring new ideas to the jazz canon. Pianist Helen Sung is one such player. Let's listen to her take on Nice Work If You Can Get It. That was Helen Sung at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, playing Nice Work If You Can Get It. As a pianist, to get the call to be a guest on Piano Jazz is really nice work if you can get it. Trust me, I know. I'm John Weber, and there's more music to come, celebrating the 30th anniversary of Piano Jazz. If you want to find out more about the artists you've been hearing, and more, go to our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Coming up next, we bring you to an all-star quartet performing one of the most melodic jazz tunes of all time, All the Things You Are. It was originally written for a musical by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein, Very Warm for May, which was only performed 59 times. Well, the tune far outlived the show and is revered as a standard that every jazz musician knows and loves. Here's Helen Sung at the piano with Chris Potter on alto saxophone, Glenn Davis on drums, and Gary Mazzarotti on bass, playing All the Things You Are. Thank you. That was Helen Sung at the piano with Chris Potter on alto saxophone, Glenn Davis on drums, and Gary Mazzarotti on bass, playing All the Things You Are. You know, that tune title, All the Things You Are, really sums up our host, Marion McPartland. She seems to have it all, and has what it takes to bring all these wonderful musicians here tonight to celebrate 30 years on the air. I'm John Weber, and there's more music to come. Our program is made possible in part by Friends of Piano Jazz, and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Marion has always celebrated the work of women composers, perhaps because she is one. Maybe that's why she chose this next tune, one of Marion's all-time favorites, written in 1932 and dedicated to George Gershwin by composer Anne Ronell. Here's Willa Weep for Me. What Marion can do to a ballad, it's amazing. Willow Weep from me. And we heard Gary Mazzarotti on bass and Glenn Davis on drums. Typically on Piano Jazz, you'll hear Marion perform a duet with her guest. But for a 30-year celebration and a guest list that's all-inclusive, Marion decided to pull out all the stops. We get to hear her play with a full rhythm section as well as the incomparable trumpeter Nicholas Payton. Her rhythm section is Gary Mazzarotti on bass and Glenn Davis on drums. Here to close Marion's great set is the beautiful 1930 standard, Body and Soul. What an ending. What a band. And what a celebration. Thanks for allowing me to share some of the highlights of a very special night.
This has been a special edition of Piano Jazz, guest hosted by John Weber, and recorded live at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Special thanks to Todd Barkin, Roland Chassain, and the staff at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, associate producer Grant Jackson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Rob McComber, mastering engineer David Mitchell, assistant engineer Dale Anderson. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. If you'd like to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Funding for this special Piano Jazz was provided in part by Mr. Joseph Sample of Billings, Montana. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for expanding learning opportunities beyond the school day, at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.